And right now it's about 10 minutes till 9 o'clock, and Dave Dickey is in our agricultural studio. I'm Jay Pierce. This is Morning Edition, and the pre-opening commodity market report's coming up here on, well, we're winding down. It's one of the last couple of days of our spring pledge drive, Dave, and I got to take a deep breath because we're just right now about 13 pledges at 244-9455 or willpledge.org away from that $5,000 challenge. And I know we're making a heck of a lot of progress toward the agricultural challenge. And I can't remember how much that totals now, but I know it's more than the original $1,000.
Indeed it is there, Jay. It's $6,250 at stake total right now, $5,000 from an anonymous couple in Champaign, as well as $1,250 from five of our agricultural partners who say they want to entice you to call in support of at WILO Agriculture. You can do that right now at 217-244-9455. In agricultural news, G8 farm ministers urged today that more food should be grown to feed the world's hungry. The ministers denounced protectionism in farming, stressed the importance of a rules-based international system for farm trade, pledged to look at price volatility in commodity markets, and also required a study into coordinated commodity stocks. The ministers also said that renewable energy production from biomass should be increased, calling for policies to emphasize development and commercialism of second-generation biofuels. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 79.54 is down 177 points. The NASDAQ, 16.32, down 40. And the S&P 500 at 8.48 is down 20.75 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's almost last chance, Texaco, to support agricultural programming during our spring membership campaign. To do that, we're asking you to help us raise some dollars needed to pay for our agricultural service. Remember, the largest portion of our operating budget comes from people like you. And so far, we've raised more than $97,000 on our way to our goal of $200,000 during the pledge period. You can help support WILO agricultural programming right now by calling in your pledge of support at 217-244-9455. Right now in the studio is station manager Mark Leonard. And Mark, the one thing I like to tell people is that even though times are tough, when it comes to WILO agriculture, we continue to find ways to improve our service.
Well, I'm so impressed with the quality of agricultural reporting that we do and the commitment that we have shown throughout the years to this important sector. And it is a format that has been largely abandoned by commercial broadcasters, and we have risen to fill that need. If you are connected, if you work in agriculture, you know that this is a lifeline of information, both in terms of our on-air reporting as well as what we are currently doing on our website. Rich content on our website, and we have a tremendous user base for both services. But right now, we're trying to pay the cost of all of these services, and there's nothing like a challenge period to give you some extra incentive to go to the phone. And it's a double challenge. We're looking for a total of 100 members who become supporters during our agricultural programming, in addition to the member challenge for $5,000 that we have between now and 10 o'clock. So your dollars can go that much farther. And when I look over the members who have called in so far, it's really interesting because the agricultural support comes from different communities than we sometimes traditionally see for our other programming, which just again shows the diversity of services and the diversity of support. St. Elmo, Versailles, Deer Creek, Illinois, some of the places we've heard from Hampshire, Mahomet, Congerville, Corey, Marora. I don't even know where Marora is. Decatur, Gardner, Georgetown, Pine Valley. It just proves that this is your station, no matter where you live in this region. If you can receive AM 580, if you use AM 580, you really owe it to yourself to support the service with a call of support right now at 244-9455.
Let's go ahead and go out to Mike Sola and get the latest on the agricultural weather forecast. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. And Marora, that's just down the road from Forsyth. There you go. 8:55, and I'm going to give you a little update on the weather. Agriculturally speaking, things will improve drastically later this week when we get this little cold wave in the Midwest. Push it out of here. We look for much drier conditions for the second half of the week. We look for much warmer temperatures. In fact, we're looking for temperatures that could be up into and likely will be in the 80s to our south and could be in the low 80s across central Illinois. It looks like precipitation after we get through, again, this early week precipitation across the Great Lakes and right now and through the mid-Atlantic states, still some scattered showers in the southeastern U.S. Once we push that off, only light precipitation is expected across the northern portion of the country for the rest of the week. Temperatures are expected to be much above normal in the western states for today and tomorrow. That will start to spread across the rest of the country, starting out in the western Corn Belt with milder temperatures there. And again, the improved conditions for field work later this week with the warmer temperatures and very little precipitation expected. The next rain event that could cause some problems for the Midwest is a band of precipitation that's expected likely around the end of the month, April 29th through the first couple days of May. It does look like there will be some scattered showers around that could cause some delays or some interruptions into the initial field work that will be taking place. Now, in the southeastern U.S., they had heavy rain across Texas and Louisiana. That continued to work its way to the east. And right now, really not a whole lot on the map and not much expected as high pressure has settled into central Texas. So western and central Texas did not get much rain, but east Texas through Louisiana, they did have some very heavy rain over the weekend. The area across southern Georgia and northern Florida, flooding is expected to continue this week. There's also expectations for flooding along many of the rivers in the Midwest, especially across north and northern South Dakota, North Dakota and northern South Dakota and western Minnesota. Also, some heavy rain expected for tomorrow, and into Wednesday. From New England into what would be about the eastern extent of the Corn Belt. So that will have to be watched to see if conditions there will allow for some field work a little bit later on this week. As far as South America, fine summer crop maturation and harvest weather continuing for the next couple weeks in Argentina. A few showers will occur late this week in southern and eastern areas, but not much is expected to amount from that. And in Brazil, very little rain fell over the weekend. Temperatures were warm. It does look like most of Brazil will see a net drying condition through this week with restricted rainfall across most areas for the next week to 10 days. A few scattered insignificant showers are expected in the southern part of the nation as we get later into the week. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
We're just counting them down, trying to see where we stand on a challenge. An anonymous couple in Champaign saying they'll donate $5,000 when we hear from 75 callers during morning edition. Mark Leonard alongside. Mark, where do we stand?
We're inside 10 calls right now. We have 9 to go for us to be able to cash that check for $5,000.
Wow.
So it's within sight. It can be done. That's one call that you can make. We're not asking you to make all 9, just one call at 244-9455, and you can help us to wrap up $5,000 successfully. And, that really helps us at this point in the drive.
A phone wave right now would put that drive to bed. 217-244-9455. And remember, we accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card, and we've got a lot of great incentives to offer you when you talk to that listener support person at the phone line as well. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 569 and a quarter, up a quarter, last trade down 9. At the Board of Trade, May opened at 522, down 1, last trade down 9 and 3 quarters. May corn opened at 374 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a half, last trade down 8 and 3 quarters. July, 383 and a quarter, down 2 and a half, last trade down 8 and 3 quarters. Take it out to December, 406 down 1, last trade down 9. May beans opened at 1047 and a quarter, down 3 and 3 quarters, last trade down 9 and a half. November, 928 down 7. Last trade down 22 and a half. May beans, the meal type, opened at 326 down 60. Last trade down 260. May oil, the bean oil, opened at 3668 down 9. Last trade down 51. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Gee, Brian, I would love to say that the overnight trading action is nothing more than a bear trap, but my suspicion is it might not be.
Yeah, we broke some pretty major support in corn on Friday. When you took out the 380 mark in the May, took out 409 and a half in the D's, that is a pretty good indication that we're finished on this upside move, especially if we see the follow-through today. If it wasn't for beans, corn could actually have a fairly ugly day. As demand continues to be the issue. South Korea, for instance, is down 50% for the first quarter in what they've taken from the U.S. We know livestock feeders are suffering out here trying to make a profit. Ethanol is a big question mark as to whatever happens out in California as they approach trying to get a waiver on trying to take ethanol. So all the demand issues are what's really become somewhat of an issue in the corn market. In beans, you know, China's your big question mark. What are they going to do? But on the day-to-day, it's your outside markets that probably lead the way. You're down roughly 190 points in the Dow. You're down $3.50 in crude oil. Your dollar's up, I think it was 700 points last I saw. It's up 800 points right now. So, everything looks fairly heavy on the day to where we could turn around and have a relatively ugly day, Dave.
So nothing in the technicals are supportive. Nothing really in the fundamentals are supportive. What kind of price levels do you think we could be at by the end of this week?
Oh, gosh, I think you could end up seeing beans drop 50 to 75 cents. I think corn, by the end of the week, man, that's a tough one, Dave. I'm thinking that corn is on its route to take December corn back down and test that 350 low that we put in December is what I think. I don't know that you do that this week. I guess I'd say by the end of this week we make a run at 375 is what I would say.
So the 375, in your mindset, not supportive longer term then?
No. No, I think too many people are concerned about the demand side of it. Planters are going to start running fairly actively this week in the West. It'll be next week before us in the East really get much done, especially over here in Indiana. Northern part of Indiana's had about an inch of water here this morning or over the last 2 days with more on its way. So we'll be late next week before we probably do much.
Let's touch on the wheat, please.
Wheat is more of a follower than a leader, and it's going to be down in line. I'm guessing that at some point here we've got July wheat back en route to try and make a run to drop below that $5 mark. Once it does that, it opens the door for further selling. We've still got too much soft red wheat out here.
Does the corn-soybean ratio, do you say more beans are going to be planted?
Today it does. I don't know where it's going to be down the road, but certainly today we should see bean plantings. I'm leaning to more of a 77 to 78 million acre bean planting number than the 76 the USDA put out. And I think we'll see that when it's all over with.
So 3 million more bean acres than USDA suggested on the planting intentions report?
2 million more.
2 million 70, more.
I think they were 76, and I'm looking 77 to 78.
And there are some that are pushing that even a little further, I guess.
And that could happen also. I think we've got that door wide open this year more so than in many other years.
All right. Go ahead and give us your opening calls in this morning, please.
I think you're down roughly 10 to 15 cents on the old beans. You're going to be down 20 to 25 cents on new beans with this outside market action. Corn is probably down a dime right off the get-go, and wheat's going to follow right with it a dime lower as we get started. I moved forward to get some sales on the books for new crop on Friday. I did not like the action on the close Friday. I think farmers need to be aggressive at getting any old crop stuff moved that they've got left and get some type of protection on. You're right at insurance levels on the corn, and you're well above on the beans. It's very behooving for the farmer to get something in place.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks.
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, alongside station manager Mark Leonard, and we're counting it down, Mark. We're under 10 calls to go for a gift from an anonymous donor in Champaign of $5,000.
We are counting it down. You know, every time I listen to the agriculture reporting, I've been here for a little under 3 years, and I did not grow up in a farming area, a farm economy, but I am so struck by how this business is an information business. That is the core. I mean, that's how you make money or not make money. And we are your partner in being successful as a grower, as a broker, as a farmer, whatever your relationship to the agricultural industry is. This information is your lifeblood, and we are committed to providing this service to you throughout the year. And it's something you have come to rely on from WILL, and we have come to rely on your membership support. And that's why we're here this morning to say, you know what, if this is important, if this is helps you to be successful in your work, why not reinvest into WILL. Make an investment, whatever you think that represents to you in terms of not only your enjoyment of the station, but how it relates to your own business. Well, give us a little bit of feedback right now that, yes, it's important to you and you are willing to support it by calling 244-9455.
And know that when you do support WILL Agriculture, we'll find more creative ways to provide that important information to you, that lifeblood for how it affects your bottom line, your back pocket. We've done a number of things recently to continue to push the envelope on providing you information, including a new great phone service that you can call in from the field off your cell phone and get information. Of course, our WILO Ag e-letter, our Outlook meetings that we do 30, 35 times a year, all great ways to provide you information other than on the telephone, I mean on over the air, 217-244-9455 is the number to call. And as I check the numbers right now, we have 6 or 5 calls to go for that $5,000. You're listening to WILO 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.